Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with the single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic for this week?
Well, today we are diving into a topic that can truly shape your professional reputation, and that is your LinkedIn behavior. And we're doing a three-part webinar series right now, a free one actually, on building a powerful LinkedIn profile. And a couple of things that I thought would be really good for us to talk about today is that most of us think we know the basics. What is an appropriate, you know, LinkedIn picture, and is my profile polished? When do I need to polish it or update it, and those types of things. But also what we're going to talk about today is how you should show up on the platform every day, some kind of rules of engagement, if you will. And we're going to just talk about just some little tips and tricks there that can make you look more desirable from hiring entities and why that's important, even if you aren't currently actively looking for a job.
Sounds good. So team, what do we think? What are we seeing out there? Do we want to start with what your profile should look like or behavior? How do we want to start today?
I can start off by saying that you want your profile to also reflect as though it's your professional resume or just your resume in general. I know LinkedIn can sometimes come across not as serious as far as like videos and things and other topics that are not really related to like workforce. And I know it can carry a lot of other industries. It's not just for clinical research, but the way you present your LinkedIn, the way you have your information listed on there, the way you interact with people, it's key. Clients are looking at your LinkedIn profiles as well. Even when we go ahead and submit folks over to an opportunity, you best believe that client is going to go look you up on LinkedIn, and they're going to see how your LinkedIn profile is, and they're going to see what you've responded and how you've responded to other things, because it shows your activity. Not to become negative Nancy, but I remember there was one time some folks that like answered certain like posts of mine of like, this is ridiculous or something like that. I'm just like, you're not presenting yourself in a professional way. So the client is not going to want to talk to you at the end of the day.
It never goes away.
It never goes away. Yeah.
There was a gal this week that posted one of those. And they're kind of, to me, they're kind of a benign, they're a wasted post, but they get a lot of traction. So it's one of those posts that says, it was all encouraging, that the whole kumbaya spiritual cheerleader stuff that's like, you got this, your next job is around the corner, you know, just hang in there, kind of garbage. I think it's garbage because it's what a waste of a post. But with that being said, she gets a lot of attention. But there was this gal on there that said, oh, shut up. I've been out of work for 8 months and I can't make my house payment. And this is just a bunch of garbage. And this is not helpful at all. And I was thinking to myself, oh, I need to write that lady's name down, because if she applies to a job, I am so out. And that was the first thing I thought of was, oh my gosh. And I get it. I understand, you know, looking will do your head in. I totally understand that. We're actually going to be doing a webinar on how to reset your head, because it can be extremely negative and it can get you down or frustrated. And clearly this lady had a majorly scattered brain, but I'm thinking to myself, man, whatever nails were not in your coffin just got added to your coffin.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And if you think that LinkedIn is like Twitter or X or some other social media platform, it's not. It's really not. It's for professional networking and for putting your brand out there to be hireable and to network with people in your industry. This is not Twitter. I definitely would not make comments like that off the cuff.
And if it affects you, unfollow people that you don't agree with. Just, I mean, because I agree, it is very negative, and everybody can see that. And this is professional. We're looking for people to hire. Nobody's going to want to hire you.
And even if it's positive, if it's not linked to your career, your industry, your career story, you'll hear us talk about that a lot on our podcasts and our webinars, your career story, your trajectory of your career, the roles you've had, the industry you've been in, your skills, all of that stuff. if it's personal and doesn't align, or even positive and doesn't have any crossover with what you can bring to your next position, then keep it off of LinkedIn. What other advice do we have?
Well, like go, Jenny, you go.
I was just going to mention one thing I think is really important is the profile picture that you choose, because people are very visual and that's their first impression of you on LinkedIn is your profile picture. We've seen statistics that say if you have a photo, you're 21 times more likely to have profile views and 9 times more connection requests. So it makes a big difference and can be a big benefit. So you definitely would like to have a profile picture. And a few tips that I saw that I thought were really good were to make sure that your profile picture looks like you, which you would think would be obvious, but maybe don't choose a picture that's 20 years old, or don't choose one where, you know, if you normally wear glasses, you're not wearing glasses, or if your hair is different, you know, you want to, if you show up for an interview or video call with someone, you want them to see, oh yeah, that's who I saw on LinkedIn. You don't want them to kind of wait, is this the same person?
Especially because of the potential fraudulence that we see. Yeah. You want it to look like you and be matching your resume and branding cohesively so that there's no question the same person is on the call that they think is going to be there.
Exactly. A couple other things I saw is really it should kind of focus on your face. So you don't want to be way zoomed out. You want them to be able to see you and your face. I saw one thing that said your face should be at least 60% of the picture. Don't have someone else in the picture with you so that they could be confused about which is the right person. So
your dogs or your kids or your, you know, that type of thing. I mean,
And then just a reminder that people who smile are generally people feel that it's a more positive look and are more drawn to that. It looks more approachable. So just something to think about when you're thinking about the expression you want to have in your photo. I know I've seen some where I saw one where a man was kind of scowling and staring into the camera. And then my first thought was, oh, he looks like a serial killer. So just be aware.
We saw one time, didn't we, Jenny? I think it was you that found it, that there was a guy on the beach and he didn't have a shirt on.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Dude, this bare chest, hairy chested guy on the beach. And that was his LinkedIn picture. I was like, ew, right? No.
Are you a marine biologist trying to get
exactly. You should definitely dress like you're dressed for to go to work. So, you know, in this case, in our case, business casual, business is kind of what you're going for.
And get someone, I mean, it doesn't have to be a professional photo shoot. Mm-hmm. I mean, mine is in front of a maple tree in front of the house, you know, in front of or in the backyard. I mean, I think it's important to just, to your point, you want to look inviting. You're trying to build a connection and a rapport on LinkedIn. So
it's part of your branding too. Mm-hmm. I mean, people's, now that you've got that picture, Angela, especially with as active as you are online, seeing that picture, everybody knows who Angela is now.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting a little old though. I probably need to update it to your point. So as long as people can still recognize me, but yeah.
Right.
Maya, what were you going to say, sweetheart?
I was going to talk about, it was actually kind of bouncing off of yours, the lady who was like complaining and kind of being a little negative on LinkedIn.
Negative names.
And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, if you were face to face with someone and they were telling you this story and they were trying to be like kind of uplifting, would you turn to them face to face and say, oh, shut up, that doesn't help me? Like, who engages with people like that in person? And people get weird on the internet, anywhere on the internet, where they think that their interactions with others don't count as much because there's a screen hiding you. And I got to tell you, that's just not true. If you wouldn't do it in person, you probably shouldn't do it online. Like, that's just a general golden rule. And when you show up on LinkedIn, I like to take the approach of like, how would you act at a professional networking event? What would that look like? You know, would you walk up to someone for the first time, introduce you, say, okay, now give me a job. Here's my sales pitch. Here's my business card. Like before anything else, before engaging in anything else. Like, and then on the other side, would you show up at a networking event and then just start showing around your, you know, shots from your beach vacation, your photos from that? It's like, would you do that either? Like, It's this weird idea that the internet doesn't count for as much, and the internet counts very much. We live in a digital world these days, and your presence on LinkedIn builds your professional reputation over time. And so how you show up with comments and posts is also a reflection of how you show up in the industry. So, I don't know, man, be nice. Be polite at the very minimum. Just be polite, you know?
It never goes away. LinkedIn, you know, there's a lot. If people that are listening don't probably know a lot, not everybody knows a lot about search engine optimization and domain authority and all of that type of thing. But LinkedIn has a very, very high domain authority, which means that search algorithms love it. You are going to get found if you're on LinkedIn, and that can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. And once your information is cached by the crawlers, it will never go away. Even if you delete it, it is always out there. It's always searchable. It is always findable. And so you're right. I mean, it is kind of one of those, you know, permanent record things. You know, my mama used to say, that's going to end in your permanent record. You know, well, that you get older and you realize that's not. Yeah. You realize back then it wasn't a deal. It's a deal now. It never goes away. So.
And we've not moved forward with people because of what we've seen on LinkedIn. Yep. Either they were saying that they were at a company that's nowhere on their current link on their current resume, just from a post that they made.
True. And I seriously did make a note of that lady that was being so cranky the other day because she was
I don't want to work with her.
I was like, woo. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she could like spout out GCP all day long, but there, would I really give her to one of my beloved clients? She's going to be that negative and that nasty. She was nasty. I mean, it was just rude. So it's something to really think about.
What other behavior do we see or tips that would be good behavior out on LinkedIn? Any advice?
Well, I think maintaining your LinkedIn profile is definitely important. Like, for example, the list of your employments needs to be always updated, because if it's not, if the employments are from like 10 years ago or 8 years ago, the hiring managers or the recruiters that are looking on your profile might think that you're not in the industry anymore. So it would be a big loss if that's going to be, you know, the impression that you are giving out to the hiring managers. At the same time, make sure that the dates are accurate. If you ended your employment, make sure you put an end date instead of just leaving it to present, because, you know, it creates a wrong impression that you're might be manipulating your dates. Recruiters scarce easily, as we say. And also make sure that your location, for example, if you moved to a different state already, make sure the location is updated so that you can get the, you know, a job that is right fit on your location.
Can we talk a little bit? And I know that Savannah's got some really good points that she wants to cover. But on that topic, those of you guys that are listening might say, well, doesn't really matter because I'm not actively looking for a job. It does matter. And the reason why it does matter, and I just did a real quick search, is because we also live in a heavy world of passive job search. And as a professional, because we live in a professional world, I mean, we're not doing a lot of blue collar work here, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with being a passive job search individual in blue collar either. But as a professional, if you keep your profile updated, then you're going to attract individuals that might reach out to you, even though you're not looking for a job. Did you guys know, and I just looked this statistic up, 70 to 75% of individuals are considered passive job seekers, meaning that, and we do this all the time, we reach out to people that don't show the open to work banner or haven't expressed that they're looking, that we reach out to them and offer them a job even though they're gainfully employed. And so from a career trajectory standpoint, if you've got your information updated on LinkedIn, even if you have a job, doesn't it mean, don't you want to be given an opportunity for something better? I mean, so you can pick. I mean, obviously, if you're looking for a job, it's even more important to have it updated. But even if you aren't looking for a job, you're opening up a wonderful world of opportunities where people can find you and go, hey, you've been a director for such and such. I would love to talk to you about a VP position at my company. Why wouldn't you want that?
a lot easier to recruit people when we know what you're doing.
And if I'm a hiring manager, I want to know that you have a job and that you're choosing my job because it's in your career path, not because you need my job because you got a mortgage to pay. And there's nothing wrong with, there's no a good or bad or either way. I'm just saying there's a difference in the mindset with someone who's choosing an option because of a career path versus taking an option because they have to have a job. It's two different things. So keep your profile updated, even if you're actively employed, so that you can take advantage of the passive job offers.
A really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I would also say, I think we've not recently, but in the past, we have had clients that requested to not interview folks because their LinkedIn was very different from their, like, not totally different where it was like, oh my God, fraudulence, but right, it was not matching or not being parallel with their resume. Yep. And sometimes like people just don't get it. So like you said, keep it updated for that passive aggressive, but also when you are being submitted to an opportunity, you want that client to, okay, when they do that LinkedIn search of you, it matches your resume.
At least doesn't conflict with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been talking a little bit in our webinar series about how it is okay to use LinkedIn more like a business card rather than
or a landing page.
Mm-hmm. Or a landing page, exactly, like a homepage of a website or whatnot, rather than, or an about page of a website, rather than, you know, an exact replica of your resume. So it's okay to use LinkedIn a little differently than your resume. It just can't conflict. Right. But Savannah, I think you had some points on how to search out people and how to actually connect. You are job seeking. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's important to not only have, but really know your intention when you're sending out the LinkedIn connections. You know, are you trying to look for a job? Are you trying to build your network around the field that you're interested in? Or are you just trying to hit that 500 plus on your LinkedIn profile? Yeah. Love that. And it's important, you know, if you're trying to find a job, don't just send a connection request and then just nothing else. Send a message to them with a note or a thank you note for, you know, looking at their profile, or I'm really interested in this position and here is what I have. Don't just send a request and then send a message right after that just says connect with a period, because it kind of comes off a little bit pushy. I've had people that, you know, submit two messages that are in connect just because I haven't gotten to my LinkedIn that day. And I'm like, I promise I see you guys there. So yeah, just make sure that you always include a thank you note and just let them know why you're wanting to connect with them.
Be careful with value vomit though, guys, because, well, there's two things that I would say there, because I agree with you. If someone is requested to connect with me and I accept it, I like getting a thank you. You know, thanks for accepting. I'm looking for, and I'm okay if you tell me what you're looking for. If there's something I can do to help you, I'm going to do the best I can. But be careful with there's two sides of that. I've received the help me, and that's it. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to disconnect because if you can't articulate things a little bit more than that, then I don't know that I can help you, quite honestly. I mean, what are you bringing to this party? You know, are you just coming to eat my food and drink my drink, or are you bringing something to the party here? Right. So, but on the other side, there's also what I call value vomit. And that is to where I accept a connection request, and then the next thing I know, I got this huge LinkedIn message that talks about everything you've done since you were 2 years old. And I'm like, okay, I don't really know what you want me to do with this. Are you interested in a job? Because if you're interested in a job that I've got, then why haven't you applied to the job that I've got? I mean, so there has to be a balance in between the two. And one of the guys that I follow, he talks about the pink suit method. Is if you are actively looking for a job and you've sent a connection request to someone like me or Savannah or somebody else and they accept, I think you got to look and make it tailored. Angela, thank you so much for accepting. I've been following you on your da-da-da. I'm very interested in working with your firm. You know, here's a copy of my resume. So it's brief, but it's tailored. It's specific. It's not some generic, this is everything I've done since I've been a toddler, and then there's no call to action. So the third part of our webinar that we're doing Thursday, we're actually going to be digging into how to craft those thank yous, how to do those types of very tailored and very important reactions and actions whenever you do connect, because it's important and it can shape your relationship with that individual moving forward.
So. That's really what it's about. It's about building relationships. There's a real person you just connected with. Because Maya, you talked about this earlier. It's just make sure that you are intentional in the way that you speak and that you connect with them. Angela, I saw your content. I love to follow you. I'm a clinical research associate. I am actively looking. Let me know if you have anything. In the meantime, I look forward to working with you in the future, period.
Something like that is absolutely perfect. Yeah. So, and then I want to loop back around to the point I was making about passive job search here, because what Savannah's point is a very valid one, even if you are not actively looking for a job. Kim Wilkerson actually made a post this week saying, and it was along the lines of, you know, you have to be actively networking all the time. And I love some of the points that she made, because it's so valid, is that if you wait, and I've seen this over and over again from a multiple content points, if you wait until you need a job to then go out and say, I need, people are going to be less likely to jump on board and be your advocate. But if you're showing up every day, and this goes back to what Maya was talking about, you got to show up every day. You got to show up every day, you guys. This is a neat networking platform. You can't just show up whenever you need help. You got to show up every day. You know, you're building your brand. Do some posts, write some articles, contribute to other people's posts, help other people out if they're looking. It's got to be a two-way street. And so even if you are not actively searching, I would highly encourage you to work on your branding on LinkedIn and your networking on LinkedIn, because it'll make a huge difference. Because at some point, it's like everybody needing a car. At some point, you're going to have to deal with a car salesman. At some point, you're going to have to deal with a recruiter. Everybody needs a job at some point, right? So make it easier on yourself by building that LinkedIn network now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, team. I'm so sorry we're out of time for today. Thank you for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.